101 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. 731. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy. This is Good Morning Grand Haven. Interesting, we call this bumper music in our business. We call it bumper music. It takes you from one element to the next. But this particular song is from Chicago. It's called Dialogue, which we all need to have a little bit more of that. We check in with Ottawa County Commissioner Roger Bergman. Good morning, Roger. How are you?
Good morning, Mary Ellen. I'm doing great this morning. It's nice and cool out here, but I'm outdoors because I don't want to wake my family.
Yeah, it's pretty early. It's pretty early. You were not at the meeting last night, not able to attend that meeting.
No.
I haven't combed through all of it. What did you?
I watched
all of it.
I watched. No, much of it. Yes, and I caught up with the rest of it this morning, and it very, very, very disheartening. A meeting that went till after 2 a.m. Just it's amazing in that many people are concerned and came out and spoke. For that many hours, and that many people stuck around, just amazing. But then the end result was that, the commissioners basically ignored what the majority of the constituents that emailed us and spoke to us, they ignored the majority and did their own thing. By, there would have been 2 no votes if I had been there, but Doug Zylstra, I sent him a thank you this morning for standing in there and hanging in there all that time. It was very disheartening for me, when I have the experience of being on the board for 10 years before this and knew what good governance was. And to see what it is today is just so disheartening.
I'm embarrassed for you. I don't even know where to start. People can disagree. Okay, I get that. I can agree to disagree.
Sure.
There are some things with you, Roger, that I don't agree on. Okay, but my opinion does
sure.
not. I don't live in Ottawa County. I'm here to report the news. I'm not here to make the news. I'm here to report the news. But a 7.5-hour meeting. It's exhausting,
yes.
and then the people, Sheriff Kempker had he was there anyway, but I mean he didn't even give his presentation until after midnight. I mean, he says that all laws will be enforced. Prosecutor Lee Fisher says that this resolution has no legal force, will not impact the performance of his duties as prosecutor. So what is this all about? Then why?
This is about Joe and Sylvia and their intent to fulfill their vows to their base regarding all this this stuff about parental rights, gun rights, whatever, right? Freedom and family. That's what they went on and who knows what that means, right?
I don't know what
other
that
than,
means. Yeah, I don't know.
Other than, I was taught that my freedoms end at the tip of my nose. In other words, I can't do something that's wrong for my neighbor, right? And, they're wanting to impose their will on everyone, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what it's about.
They
see the law.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I just try to wrap my head around that this all started with a mask mandate. Okay.
But Mary Ellen, it was before that. It was under. It's been a current that's under the radar. Before Trump came on board, and then Trump came on board and kind of stirred it up. And then the pandemic, brought it to a head, really.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. We don't even use, the circles that the people that I talk to, they don't even use the word moderate Republican. They use the word normal.
Right. Yeah.
They use the word normal Republican. did see a little bit of, I did watch a little bit of the end of the meeting. I know that Administrator John Gibbs gave his report. It's always pretty much the same. Everybody's doing their thing.
Yeah, it's a cookie cutter.
And he talks about his brown bag lunches. He doesn't give me any information at all. I'm trying to do my job.
Yeah, he didn't.
You know, I had Sarah Leach in here from the Holland Sentinel, and it was wonderful to have her in here because she has done her staff has done an amazing job with this story.
And one
of the things I wanted to say, Roger, was that a story like this is very hard to tell in a 4-minute newscast. Does that make sense to you?
Okay,
it's very difficult. You can't do it.
Absolutely.
Can't do it. You have to read it online. You have to put interviews up there. It's difficult. So we had her in here, and she kind of took us from the beginning of everything, and you know how difficult it's been reporting on this, and that she continues to reach out to commissioners. I do know that Commissioner in Board Chair Joe Moss did respond to emails this week. So I was very happy to see that. I was.
Yeah, a few of them, yes.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Well, at least he responded.
But, you know, we got hundreds of emails. And I said to my son, I said, you know, of all these emails, I've gotten two so far that have told me to vote yes on this resolution. Every other one that I've gotten have told me to vote no.
Yeah.
And many of them that came personally, that didn't come through the county, that came personally, I tried to respond to as many of those as I could. And, you know, based on the fact that I need to spend time with my family, I couldn't respond to all of them, but I did respond to many of them.
We're speaking with Commissioner Roger.
But, you know,
Bergman.
At the end of the...
Yes, go ahead.
At the end of the meeting, what concerned me also is that when John Gibbs gave his report, mm-hmm. he talked about the opportunity for department directors to give their strategic plans for the future. That is, and Doug Zylster brought up the fact that, what about commissioners? Can we get in on that? And basically, he told Doug Zylster that it was being taken care of, that we would be able to have our input after all the input was given, which basically is totally different than what we did before. We gave the strategic plan, and then the department directors went with it, and the administrator.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's flipped around. They're putting out the plan, and we have to approve or disapprove it. And I'm sure that, you know, based on who the majority is, that it'll get approved, whatever it is, right?
Right. I just don't know what to say anymore.
I don't either.
I would encourage everyone to subscribe to the Holland Sentinel because that's where you're going to get the most information. As I said, I cannot report on this in a 5-minute newscast. There's way too much going on. But there was something in the Holland Sentinel, my take, Ottawa County doesn't want us to know. And it was written by Marcia Manzare. And, who was an employee.
Yes.
And one of the things that really bothered me was I really, I'm very proud and I respect my relationships with people in Ottawa County, whether it's the health department or the parks system. I love when I get a news release and I can write back and say, hey, can I interview you? I just need 3 minutes and we can do that in a day. It looks like now that, you know, I'm going to have to submit questions in advance that are going to have to get... This is ridiculous. Come on.
It's going to have to be approved, by John Gibbs. He's going to have to approve it.
I just want to talk about the birds.
In reality, John Gibbs is following what, in other words, it'll be approved by Joe and Sylvia.
I see.
And then John Gibbs.
Okay. So
John isn't running that. It's Joe and Sylvia that are.
Well, I've heard a lot
of people
say that.
He's working for them.
I've heard people say that. Yeah.
He's working for them.
When I read this, I was actually a little bit shocked about that. If you're an employee of Ottawa County and you're going to talk to the media, that you have got to get it cleared with everybody, and questions have to be. Do you know how difficult that's going to be for reporters to submit questions? And we don't do that. If I want to talk to you about what's happening at Ottawa Sands, come on. That's about as non-political as you can get.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you can still talk to me.
Yeah.
But they might be looking for ways to stop that, too.
Well, I wondered. And I wondered if they would take, you know, the meeting on YouTube. And I have to say, I'm grateful that the meeting is on YouTube, because it's an easy way for me to watch it and to pull audio.
Sure.
It makes it very easy. You just type in MI Ottawa YouTube and it comes up and you can watch it. And it was 7 hours, 29 minutes, 38 seconds, if I'm correct on that.
Yes.
Has anyone talked about what it costs a county when they decide to become a constitutional county? Has anyone talked about the cost, the economic cost?
Not that I know of. Okay. Not that I know of, no.
I mean, there is a data out there that it can be costly. I do know, I've talked to a few people that have told me that that people have bailed out of their summer rentals this year. So, you know, I don't know.
Yes. Yeah, there are.
I'm sure you've heard that from your constituents as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because Grand Haven has a lot of summer rentals.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a Coast Guard festival coming up as well. So I don't know what any of this means. It's, you know, it's just very confusing. 7 hours to comb through audio for a meeting, and you know, we do live in a society, Roger, where people can speak their mind, and that's a great thing, right?
Yes, it is.
I mean, there was it's a great thing that people can do that and that they feel safe being able to do that, but a seven-hour meeting's just a bit much. I will do my best to email the other commissioners and see if they want to come on the show and talk. But how do you move forward from this? What happens when you get back into town? What happens? How do you move forward? What do you do? I'm
you
serious. What do you do?
I know you do. I know you are. You know, you go on and you know, for me, I look forward to having a couple more coffees.
Okay.
I'm going to have another coffee with the commissioner in June in the library in Spring Lake. And I'm going to talk with my constituents and find out, you know, what are their thoughts? What are their concerns? What would they like to see done and that kind of thing. That's what I'm planning on doing.
Okay.
And then going forward, I will continue to have my no votes. Whatever good that does, but I will sit on these conversations and try to give a different perspective. I guess that's all I can do.
Yeah. Oh, it just come on. Just come on the show and talk to us, okay? You know, that's
okay.
Not you. I'm just saying, I'm throwing this out there. I'm throwing this out there to the universe. I'm throwing this out to the universe and saying to all the other Ottawa County commissioners, can you just come on the show and talk to us? Can we just have a conversation? Can we just sit down and have a conversation? That's all I'm asking.
I think they're afraid that people are going to call in and ask for questions.
No, I'm not going to take any calls. I'm not going to do that. I want to have a conversation so constituents in Ottawa County can have a better understanding as to why you feel that way. But if you don't have that conversation, no one is going to have a better understanding, and we have to have that dialogue. I appreciate you checking in. I'm sure you're exhausted, but safe travels for you, and let me. So you'll do coffee in June, and you'll let me know the details on that, I'm sure. So. But as I said earlier, Prosecutor Lee Fisher says the resolution has no legal force, will not impact the performance of his duties. And Sheriff Steve Kempker agrees, saying all laws will be enforced. And I have reached out to Jeff Hawk, the Director of Public Safety here in Grand Haven. Roger Bergman, thanks for checking in. Certainly appreciate it.
Thanks, Mary Ellen.